Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks. And yesterday, baseball season started, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Marlins down there in Miami, 1-0. Great pitcher's duel, I might add. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, by the way, by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, you find us by going at the Captain's America. And on Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line. It's Mike in Clearwater, the honorary mayor of Clearwater. Mr. Mayor, what can we do for you?
Good morning, Captain. Always a pleasure to talk to Denise, of course. You know, Denise, my mom is Korean, from South Korea, so
right.
I've been monitoring what the North is doing. It almost seems to me like they're kind of flouting this in Biden's face. Oh, look, by the way, we're going to enrich uranium even further.
True.
You know, they have the satellite photos of the smoke coming out of the smokestack. And it's almost like, you know, we're going to do this, so what are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
I think this is a dangerous game of, because one wrong move on either side could spark possibly World War III. So I just want your comments on that, Denise, and thank you so much as always.
All right, go ahead, Denise.
Well, I don't know that we'll get to a World War III condition, mostly because we've got too many other countries that wouldn't even bother to participate. But not only do we have the saber-rattling going on by North Korea, and I would say touting the Biden administration, but we have, I would say, a bigger problem right at the moment with Russia.
Yeah.
Russia is amassing forces at the Ukrainian border once again, and it's got the Pentagon a little shook up, and rightly so. So I would say that one is probably a little bit more urgent than anything North Korea.
That was an impressive picture of all those tanks rolling that way, wasn't it?
Well, you know, apparently the state, the State Department or the National Security Council had some kind of a conversation with their Russian counterpart.
Yes.
You know, they say all the things that they normally say. They have nothing to worry about. We're just doing, you know, exercises, blah, 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 blah. Well, you can't, when you least expect something because you're dealing with, social justice and climate change and all this other crazy nonsense is when, you know, countries like Russia decide, oh, well, we got Crimea, let's go for Ukraine.
Sure.
Now the question then becomes, what is Ukraine saying to the United States? And, you know, we don't know that. Remember, there has been a Ukrainian wing that has been parked at the Pentagon for several years.
Yeah.
We certainly learned all of that during the whole Colonel Vindman thing in impeachment number one.
Correct.
So I would be watching this one in a big, huge way. The other one I would be watching is Taiwan.
Yeah.
So I don't know that Biden has a clue. Remember, he hasn't really talked to any world leaders. He's left that to Kamala.
Yeah. God.
Which is way out of her purview.
What a mess. What a mess. And by
it
the
is
way,
a mess. It's a frightening mess.
It is.
Yeah. Captain Chaos.
Rule by committee. This is like the Politburo in the Soviet Union. That's what we're seeing right in front of us.
Central planning.
Yep, you got it. All right, well, let's talk about the border simply because we have to for a couple of different reasons. Congressman Cuellar, who happens to be a Democrat and his Republican counterpart from Texas, have gotten together and they're trying to get some legislation passed, which is bipartisan, to bring some sort of, they're using the word coherent, strategy into the border. I think the chances of that are slim and none because the Democrats, really, the progressive Democrats, the far left Democrats, don't want any organization to the border. They want chaos down there.
Well, you know, I think at some point I would be challenging the Democrats to a matter of they, with purpose, getting into foreign policy and reckless decisions, because they are truly, with the encouragement, including the Biden White House, they're encouraging the downfall of several countries with this.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon, we're going to get into the corporations that are out there telling the country and the world how bad the Georgia voting law is. Again, liar, liar, pants on fire. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And I had a chat with Mike Gallagher yesterday for a little while when he was here doing what he was doing in his studio around the corner. And he's doing well. And he's looking forward to having a little time off because he won't be on the air today. He'll have a guest host on there. And I think he's taking Monday off, too, is what he seemed to sound like. But there you go. And we'll be here, just like we always are. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there with the stem cell patch. So give a listen here.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
And that number again is 727-776-4552, the stem cell patch. And what it is it activates the stems that you're the stem cells that you've got and helps you get over whatever the problem is that you're having. So give it a shot, see what happens. Okay. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us now. We are all aware of the Georgia election law, and the Democrats are going ballistic over it. Now we've got the corporate executives who are going after it. The one yesterday, the last one to say something, was the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, who ripped the Georgia election bill and then got ripped himself for being quiet about China.
Well, I guess what surprises me when it comes to these corporations is they're all begging us that they've got on-staff lawyers.
Right.
Has anybody read the bill? I mean, have they just read it?
Apparently not.
Have any of them even bothered to understand what happened in the last election? I mean, you know, whether you've got 5,000, 10,000, or 20 voting irregularities, you work to clean that up.
Sure.
So now, it isn't just Georgia now, Matt. It is also Texas.
Okay.
Because now you've got American Airlines that has decided to weigh in. Amazon's decided to get into the mix.
Uh-huh.
And so what do we have here? Is this a corporate operation to go through, you know, have they bought into the cancel culture thing too? Because if they have, I would say, ladies and gentlemen, you know, turnaround's fair play.
Yeah.
And, you know, where is Apple when it comes to human rights with the business footprint that they have in China?
Right.
Where is Coca-Cola? Where is, you know, where are some of these others? So,
how about Delta? How about Delta? They fly to China, don't they?
So I would be challenging some of this. You know, if you want to play this game, corporations, if you decide that you want to get political in all of this, we can do the same thing. And, Nike, they have a large footprint, manufacturing footprint there. So it's kind of like, you know, be careful what you, you know, what path you're going down, because it can get crazy.
Well, simply because you brought up Nike, and I have not talked about this with you at all week long, I am going to now because of the fact that Nike, at their request, got a judge to stop the distribution of this Little Nas X's Satan shoes, which is a pretty sick and pathetic thing. And the buyers, we're being told, might not ever receive the $1,018 per pair that they paid for the shoes. But this is it's sick. The whole thing is sick with these sneakers.
Well, I don't have a lot of sympathy for Nike, but I don't disagree with you.
Well, they didn't want to distribute the sneakers. That's what it was. So that's a way of getting out of it.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Anyway.
All right.
They're in trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's mention AOC for a minute, simply because I guess we need a good laugh right about now. She's called for another $10 trillion in stimulus money to help out the country, because we need more money. That's what it's going to take. $4 trillion is not enough. Now we need 10 more trillion. But here's the other one, and you want to talk about somebody who needs to have their head examined? Separated families should get paid reparations from our government.
Maybe it should necessarily happen coming out of the Democrat caucus, because a lot of that also happened under the Obama administration.
Yes. You are right. So, and we're watching the Obama administration on steroids, aren't we?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, back to the drawing board. Okay. So what's going to happen with Senator Manchin, who's getting a lot of pressure put on him, but he's been pleading, according to the news story that I'm looking at, pleading with his fellow Democrats for some bipartisanship by opposing killing the filibuster, and he's not getting any cooperation from anybody.
No, so that tells you that you've got Democrat senators that don't want bipartisanship. They don't care.
Yeah. Now,
because they want one party rule in this country. They want one party rule.
Now,
so far they haven't.
Now, the Washington Post is a pretty liberal newspaper. That's probably the understatement of the year. But they gave eight Pinocchios to Joe Biden, as he doubled down again through his press secretary, Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, on the false Georgia voting claim after a fact check that was done by the Washington Post.
Yep. And I would also say that Jen Psaki herself doubled down on it, even when she was called out on it. So We have a federal government. We have a White House. We have the press. We have lawyers. We have corporations. That something is wrong. So who's behind all this?
Yeah.
Is it Stacey Abrams? Is it Black Lives Matter? Is it, you know, Crew? Is it Mark Elias?
Yeah.
Who's behind all this, I guess, is the bigger question.
By the way, I had a question here from somebody that I forgot to ask you yesterday. They were questioning the vaccine passports, and they said they've got their shots. I've got them, too, and they've got their little identification thing, or not identification, a confirmation that they've had the COVID shots, and they want to know if that's the vaccine passport everybody's talking about.
We don't have a passport, okay? There is no such thing as a passport.
Right.
I think the federal government has finally decided that they were going to drop any notion of federally mandating some kind of a passport. So they're coming down to letting private business determine what it is that they feel like they need to do when it comes to some kind of proof that people haven't been immunized. And, you know, I told you, I think, a couple of days ago when we were discussing this, that as far as I'm concerned, the jury is a little out on this one for me.
Right.
I can be kind of, I don't want to say convinced, but I think there's an argument on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it, you know, that's my knee-jerk reaction. However, when you have got certain employees that are, I would say, dealing with the public in a very big way, or dealing in a sensitive type job, like in, say, a nursing home, or in the hospitality industry,
uh-huh.
Do those people need to have some kind of proof that they have been immunized? See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, again, I still haven't, concluded a decision here. But anyway, I think the federal government is dropping their entire thought of going that direction and leaving it down to the state and to private business, which in itself is interesting.
Yeah, okay, well, very good conversation. I got a couple thumbs up in the chat room here. So thank you very much, and we'll talk to you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day in the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the different great articles that she writes, and you'll be glad you did. I'll be back with more in our Military Veterans News segment when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All of that. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The girlfriend of George Floyd breaks down on day four of the trial of the former officer charged in his murder.
Once again, there was emotional testimony at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer in Minneapolis. Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. She said she was going through a very hard time when Floyd came up to her.
We've been through so much, my sons and I. This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
She spoke about his character during their relationship and about his drug addiction.
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
She told the court that Floyd had been hospitalized for 5 days in March of 2020 due to an overdose of opioids. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for a military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Our thanks to Bo Browning for being in house yesterday and answering all the questions for the people out there. And again, if you have any more questions, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where you can go to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, which is a job that will be in your back pocket for your lifetime. Because once you get certified as an aviation maintenance tech, it's a lifetime certification. It never goes away. You can get a job anywhere in the world, yes, I said world, as an aviation maintenance tech, because they need them all over the world to keep the airplanes flying. So here's what you do. You go to the website, first of all, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. While you're there, you're going to see the two campuses that they have, the one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston,
and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, which is actually right across the bay from where I'm sitting right now. Now, either way, I recommend that you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. You'll get to talk to students, you'll get to talk to faculty, you'll get to talk to the administrators, and you'll have a really good feeling about what you're going to be getting yourself into, because I'm telling you, there's nothing quite like it. All right, here we go. Unfortunately, the Taliban in Afghanistan appears to be poised to take it all back in Afghanistan if we start withdrawing troops or if we leave Afghanistan altogether. No matter how hard we've trained the people in Afghanistan, no matter what anybody thinks about what's going on there, they are not going to be able to keep back the surge of the Taliban. Now, one reporter yesterday by the name of Steve Balestri said, and I quote, "The Taliban will crush the arrogance of the rebellious emperors and force them to admit their defeat at our hands." That was a statement made by the leader of the Taliban. And there's some truth to that. There's some truth to that. So we'll see where all that goes. Now, in the meantime, the Pentagon swept away the Trump-era policies that largely banned the transgender people from serving in the military, issuing new rules that offer them wider access to medical care and assistance with gender transition. So that's back in the mix again. And the United States, once the world's undisputed military superpower, has been struggling for years to efficiently update its arsenal and field new technology in cutting-edge areas such as hypersonics and artificial intelligence at a time when some senior officials warned that China could be within 5 years of surpassing the military. I think it's sooner than that, to be honest with you. And the U.S. Air Force will begin testing in May whether or not it can use one of its flying cars under development for the commercial market for military missions, including rescuing troops, delivering cargo, and conducting security checks over an airfield. Now, we heard about the senators on the border, senators from Colorado, California, New Mexico, Nebraska, have now joined together to press the Pentagon investigators to scrutinize key areas of a Trump administration decision to move the U.S. Space Command headquarters across the country. We'll see what happens there, because I know there's some states that really wanted the Space Authority. And they're not happy with where it wound up being. But anyway, when a Marine Corps amphibious assault vehicle with 15 Marines and one sailor aboard started sinking off the coast of California on the night of July 30th, 2020, there were no safety boats anywhere in sight, which is part of the question as to preparations were not made adequately for what the Marines were doing. There should have been a safety boat in the area, and that's the prerequisite of what's in the report. I saw the first page of the report. I haven't had a chance to read it all yet. By the way, the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group is participating in Operation Inherent Resolve with new airstrikes over against the Islamic State on the Syrian-Iraqi border. We are alive and well and flying. The skies, the friendly skies of Iraq and Syria. Now, the Defense Department lost out on an unknown amount of reimbursement costs by failing to ask coalition partners to repay the United States for air transportation in Afghanistan over a three-year period, so says the audit that was done this month. Wow. So that means the last month and the first 2 months of Joe Biden's administration, they've not asked for reimbursement from the countries that are flying the friendly skies of the, say, the U.S. Air Force. Now, militias are a growing challenge for Iraq ahead of talks with the U.S. In a stark message, a convoy of mass Shiite militiamen, armed with machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades, drove openly through central Baghdad, denouncing the U.S. presence in Iraq and threatening to cut off the prime minister's car as they were zigzagging around through this convoy. Wow. Now, President Joe Biden's infrastructure plan calls for $180 billion in new research and development spending on emerging technologies expected to define the coming decades and drive military innovation. We'll see where that goes. Also, the Biden administration expressed concern over about what he called escalations of Russian aggression in eastern Ukraine. You just heard Denise and I talk about it, where Ukrainian forces have been fighting the Russian-backed separatists since 2014, and another large convoy of tanks made its way over the past several days, massing along the Ukrainian border for whatever reason. Also, a former intelligence analyst, an Afghan war veteran, pleaded guilty yesterday to one count of violating the Espionage Act by leaking classified information on the U.S. drone strike program to the media. Not a good thing to have happen. And the Russian military reportedly is spending hours in aerospace near Alaska when it performs flyovers in the region, so says the head of the U.S. Northern Command. Got to keep our eyes on that. That's the other area where we're being tested, Alaska. And finally, the Navy and the Marine Corps will team up with the Air Force for the first time in an Alaskan exercise that will serve as a testbed for emerging joint warfaring ideas in all three services, so say the planners from those three services. All righty. I believe Chris Markowski will be with us this morning. We'll see. But we'll be back with more right after this break, coming up right about now.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We surely do appreciate you doing that for us. She's up there with her husband, Don. They run the Double D Ranch in Carrollton, Georgia, which is a stable where they not only stable horses, but they also do the Western and equestrian style horseback riding, and they'll teach you whatever you need to know to do that. And don't forget, they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. The big old hula goes out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, well, joining us right now on this good Friday morning is Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, listen, Joe Biden is going to send $125 million to the Palestinians. How about that?
Listen, the perpetual money going overseas doesn't surprise me in the slightest. It's what happens all the time. And, you know, they stick this stuff in the bills, and we don't think anything of it.
Yep. Well, it was definitely in the bill, and he's definitely going to do it. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, it's obvious that Biden is going to get his cabinet involved, so he says, to sell the $2 trillion infrastructure plan that just passed, or I mean that he just put in by executive order. But the fact of it is, the Republicans are being invited to the White House now.
by Biden to see how they want to spend the money.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of negotiation. Biden would like nothing more, you know, to get this through without reconciliation and get more than 60 votes on it. You're going to do that by, you know, giving away money, certain projects in certain districts, just as I expected. Again, Republicans just voted to have earmarks that haven't come back. I mean, last time I checked, Republicans got rid of that under the Obama administration. It was the worst thing ever. But, you know, now Republicans are being what Republicans are. They're two-faced. They're not, you know, serious about shrinking the size of government. They see an opportunity to make themselves look good back in their district and bring money back. They're going to do that.
Now, we've got a call on a caller on the line, and this would be the honorary mayor of Clearwater that's not running for mayor. So here we go. Good morning, Mike, in Clearwater.
Good morning, Chris. How are you? Always a pleasure, sir.
Good morning.
I'm very concerned. We just went through $2 trillion for the COVID relief, another $2 trillion, and then, oh, by the way, I want to raise the corporate tax rate from, you know, to 28%. Are these people, do they just want to ruin the country? I mean, like the captain says, these companies aren't going to eat that. They're going to pass it on to us. So now we got inflation that's going to start. The prices of things are already going up, and it's going to go up like you've never seen before because these companies are just not going to, you know, take that to their bottom line. They're going to pass it on to us. You know, Chris, I think we're in some bad, bad shape financially. Their dark days are ahead. And what do you think? Thank you, sir.
All right.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I think inflation has been rearing its ugly head for a period of time, and I think
sure.
We're running probably about 8 to 10% now. So that's a tax, too. Corporations are going to pass the tax on down to you, and also the money that you have is disappearing. Anywhere between 8 to 10% a year, that's what's happening right now. So you can add that on to your overall, you know, taxes. You know, people don't look at it that way because they're not writing a check to the IRS. But with the value of what you have and what you can do with it, if it continues to drop over time, essentially it's the same thing. And that's what inflation is. It's the government printing more and more money. That's all. It continues to print. The value of what's already out there goes down.
Well, the money that's being talked about here, they're going to 28% on the corporate tax back to where it was when Donald Trump first came in. So that's an increase of 33 1/3%. And then they're talking about the marginal tax for everything that comes into the country from wherever it comes from, putting it at 21%, which is going to, again, affect the economy in such a way that we're going to wind up all of us paying for all that.
Well, those companies are not going to bring the money back to the United States.
Yep.
They're just going to leave your money overseas like they did prior. You're not going to repatriate those funds. You'll leave them there because you get taxed in the jurisdiction where that money has been made. The money will just stay there. And they won't repatriate it.
Yep. Now, we've got an economy that I won't say it's booming, but it certainly is doing better than some people thought, correct?
Again, I think people expected once coming out of the pandemic, you know, the reopening of the country, you would see the economy pick up, and I think we're seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we saw yesterday was U.S. jobless claims were higher than what they thought they were going to be at 719,000, as it appears the virus is still forcing layoffs that people aren't seeing coming down the road.
Well, it's like that in stories as well, as that, again, you know, many people are just continuing to get government assistance. Many businesses are finding it harder to get workers. And that's just the facts. Again, it's a big part of New York City as well. You know, the capacity is not there. I mean, people are going into these jobs working as waiters and waitresses, and the restaurants are not busy. They end up quitting their job. They move on. No, let's just take government assistance instead.
Well, the basic, I'm just going to pick a number because it's probably a little high. But the basic unemployment payment is maximum is $300 a week, right?
Well, that's the federal add-on. You got also the local, the state stuff as well.
Right. So then you got $300 from the feds plus whatever the locals, the states are. Let's say they're $250, and that might be low. So they're getting $550 a week until when? June?
I don't know when they exactly extended this. So I think it's further. I think it's out to past September now, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, why would people want to go back to work when they can sit there and do nothing, get that kind of money, and go out and make a little cash money on the side, which they do, a lot of them. And, here we go.
There's other benefits as well that can be collected if you're in that situation. And again, I don't have any trouble with helping people out that have fallen on hard times. It's what safety nets are about. But when they become this perpetual welfare, that becomes problematic.
Right. So as the economic activity picks up, which it will as we open more states and more businesses, and they can't get people to do the jobs, to do the work, I guess we're going to wind up with a bunch of, what, H-1B workers?
Some of that is going to occur anyway, but I just think that we're also dealing with the fact that many of these urban areas of well have just emptied out, and we haven't figured out how they're going to come back or whether they're going to come back. And because of that, I think certain people are a little bit more hesitant to go in and to work those jobs.
Now, Facebook bought a company called Giphy. You familiar with them?
With who?
G-I-P-H-Y. Facebook?
No.
Facebook's
no.
Facebook's Giphy purchase set for in-depth United Kingdom antitrust probe.
This is
a company over in England.
Yeah. Again, they're a little bit tougher over there in Europe than we are here when it comes to these companies and the acquisitions that are made. So, again, I'm not exactly familiar what it does. Is I don't know if it's one of those payment services or not, but they've always been much, much tougher. I wish we were a little bit tougher as well when it came to some of these acquisitions, especially some of the similar type companies that they buy.
Okay, so Joe Biden is off and doing what he's doing. And he got all upset yesterday because Texas, the ball team, is going to be opening their opening day game on April the 5th to a full house stadium, sold out 40,000-plus people.
Good for them.
Absolutely.
The CDC just announced after you've been vaccinated, you can't get the vaccine, you can't get the virus, and you can't pass the virus on.
Right.
We're at a point in time, just honestly, a lot of this is just theater, as Rand Paul would say, and it's ridiculous.
And I love it when Rand Paul goes up against little Dr. Fauci.
Oh, yeah, me too.
All right, we will talk to you on Monday, my friend. Stay warm up there in the frozen tundra.
You've got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the things he has to offer, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.